Chapter 100. Imagine, it has indeed. Nothing but the respect and obligation I owe to you, sir. Apostrophe, as it was plain that Samson was bent on a complimentary harangue, unless he received a timely interruption, Mr. Quilp politely tapped him on the crown of his head with the little saucepan, and requested that he would be so obliging as to hold his peace. Practical, sir. Practical, apostrophe, said Brass, rubbing the place and smiling, but still extremely pleasant, immensely so. Apostrophe, apostrophe, hearken to me, will you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, returned Quilp, or I'll be a little more pleasant, presently. There's no chance of his comrade and friend returning. The scamp has been obliged to fly, as I learn, for some knavery, and has found his way abroad. Let him rot there. Apostrophe, certainly, sir. Quite proper. Forcible. Apostrophe, cried Brass, glancing at the admiral again, as if he made a third in company. Extremely forcible. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I hate him, apostrophe, said Quilp between his teeth, and have always hated him, for family reasons. Besides, he was an intractable ruffian, otherwise he would have been of use. This fellow is pigeon-hearted and light-headed. I don't want him any longer. Let him hang, or drown, starve, go to the devil. Apostrophe, by all means, sir, apostrophe, returned Brass. When would you wish him, sir, to to make that little excursion? Apostrophe, when this trial's over, apostrophe, said Quilp. As soon as that's ended, send him about his business. Apostrophe, it shall be done, sir, apostrophe, returned Brass, by all means. It will be rather a blow to Sarah, sir, but she has all her feelings under control. Ah, Mr. Quilp, I often think, sir, if it had only pleased Providence to bring you and Sarah together in earlier life, what blessed results would have flowed from such a union. You never saw our dear father, sir? A charming gentleman. Sarah was his pride and joy, sir. He would have closed his eyes in bliss, would Foxy, Mr. Quilp, if he could have found her such a partner. You esteem her, sir? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I love her, apostrophe, croaked the dwarf. You're very good, sir, apostrophe, returned Brass, I am sure. Is there any other order, sir, that I can take a note of, besides this little matter of Mr. Richard? Apostrophe, apostrophe, none, apostrophe, replied the dwarf, seizing the saucepan. Let us drink the lovely Sarah. Apostrophe, if we could do it in something, sir, that wasn't quite boiling, apostrophe, suggested Brass humbly, perhaps it would be better. I think it will be more agreeable to Sarah's feelings, when she comes to hear from me of the honor you have done her, if she learns it was in liquor rather cooler than the last, sir. Apostrophe, but to these remonstrances, Mr. Quilp turned a deaf ear. Samson Brass, who was, by this time, anything but sober, being compelled to take further draughts of the same strong bowl, found that, instead of at all contributing to his recovery, they had the novel effect of making the counting house spin round and round with extreme velocity, and causing the floor and ceiling to heave in a very distressing manner. After a brief stupor, he awoke to a consciousness of being partly under the table and partly under the grate. This position not being the most comfortable one he could have chosen for himself, he managed to stagger to his feet, and, holding on by the admiral, looked round for his host. Mr. Brass's first impression was that his host was gone, and had left him there alone, perhaps locked him in for the night. A strong smell of tobacco, however, suggested a new train of ideas. He looked upward, and saw that the dwarf was smoking in his hammock. Goodbye, sir, apostrophe, cried Brass faintly. Goodbye, sir. Apostrophe, won't you stop all night? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the dwarf, peeping out. Do stop all night. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I couldn't indeed, sir, apostrophe, replied Brass, who was almost dead from nausea and the closeness of the room. If you'd have the goodness to show me a light, so that I may see my way across the yard, sir, apostrophe, Quilp was out in an instant, Not with his legs first, or his head first, or his arms first, but bodily altogether. To be sure, apostrophe he said, taking up a lantern, which was now the only light in the place. Be careful how you go, my dear friend. Be sure to pick your way among the timber, for all the rusty nails are upwards. There's a dog in the lane. He bit a man last night, and a woman the night before, and last Tuesday he killed a child, but that was in play. Don't go too near him. Apostrophe, which side of the road is he, sir? Apostrophe, asked Brass, in great dismay. He lives on the right hand, apostrophe said Quilp, but sometimes he hides on the left, ready for a spring. He's uncertain in that respect. Mind you take care of yourself. I'll never forgive you if you don't. There's the light out, never mind, you know the way straight on. Apostrophe, Quilp had slyly shaded the light, by holding it against his breast, and now stood chuckling and shaking from head to foot in a rapture of delight, as he heard the lawyer stumbling up the yard, and now and then falling heavily down. At length, however, he got quit of the place, and was out of hearing. The dwarf shut himself up again, and sprang once more into his hammock. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.